Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, as well as from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America, to great radio station down in the Caribbean that puts me in the U.S. Virgin Islands, as well as the western Bahamas and most of Puerto Rico, AM1000. Thank you very much for that. And to people around the world listening to us on the internet. Now, a special shout out goes out, as it always does, to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world via the satellite, and to all our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, especially the snowplow drivers and the sanders out there, because of this double whammy, big-time snowstorm hitting the United States right now, thank you for everything that you are doing to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. All right, 7 past the hour, and here she is, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, and I'd be willing to bet you that's Flip, and there he is, Flip, saying good morning.
Hi, Flip. I don't know if you're dancing, but we can dance. Here,
he's
here.
Waving.
Hi, Flip, love you. And also to Maria, I got your names, and Major Mac in Germany, and Richard the Marine, glad your electric just came back on. Holy moly, I'm telling you. Alan, Nebraska.
Yeah, well, he's up there in the snow, the part of the storm zone.
I know. To all listeners, Terry in Nashville, and yes, I told the cat, I've never heard such a weather report.
It's going to get worse.
Oh, Lord. Let me give a yell out. I don't know if he's listening. Dan, I hope you get back to your... I hope you can get back.
Well,
oh,
he's, if he's driving, he's going to have all kinds of trouble.
No, I think he flew. Good luck.
Well, even flying.
I know. I didn't want to say it, but it could get worse.
Bunch of airports where they're not flying right now.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Oh, God bless everyone that's caught up there. I tell you, this is when, you know, you can't complain if you're down here where I am. I'm kind of embarrassed that it's so nice. Not embarrassed, just no guilt. I'm here, and you know, I don't think we could have better weather right now, Captain, could we? It's kind of perfect right now. But anyway, God bless all of you who, you know, with the holiday coming on, with the storms, with everything, you're listening in. I love you all so much. And, you know, also, as the captain said, our president was back home here and quite a rally. And
35,000 plus people.
Amazing, isn't it?
Inside and then more outside.
Absolutely amazing. And, you know, I was thinking about that about 3 years ago during the inauguration when we didn't know what we were going to. We didn't know for sure. This is 3 years later, and I can tell you, so proud that our president, not only, it's not just the rallies and brilliance, but it's what he's done for us. I mean, he's tried to keep every single promise, and I just want to say, those of you who are doomsday people, you are not hearing that from me. You never will about him. I'm concerned about him only as a human being, not as a president. In other words, I don't want him to be sick or anything, but what I'm saying is, I am not concerned, I'm not worried about him being our president again. It would have to take a lot, you know, and God has to do, but I will tell you, he's done what he has done, I think, more than he ever tried. Like he said, I heard him say those words, and I have worked hard. Yes, he has. He's done the best he could against all odds. So, President Trump, well, I'll give you a real wow right here.
Imagine what he could have done with a Republican Congress.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Had he not had so many against him,
mm-hmm.
I can't even imagine where we'd be, because everybody's happy with their wages. They're working. We're working like never before. We have freedom of religion as never before. Well, I'm going to say, I shouldn't say as never before. That could be a mistake, but as quite a while, we'll put it that way. I know that I'm personally affected by it and grateful for our leadership. I'll put it that way, personally. And you all know, if you hear me over the phone here personally, you hear me. I'm not as worried as some of you are. I think some people are over worried about him. You know, just have faith and vote, and we're just going to keep praying for him. And I know he has faith that he's going to. Anyway, the inauguration, I didn't know. I knew I wanted to do it. But it's a very short. Remember, there were three people that gave that night. By the way, it's hard to believe. 3 years ago, we really don't. We remember, but we did not know what we were going to get. Well, we know now, and I'm so proud. There's one that I wrote down. Now, we had Franklin Graham, Paula White, and another speaker. I remember, but I wrote one down because I love it, from 2 Timothy 2. It's so, and I more so today than 3 years ago. So this applies to all of us, and I wanted to read it because it is short, but I want to say before I go off tonight, I'll be on tomorrow night, but it's a special thing, but I just want to say that I could not be, as a human being, as a Christian, as a patriot, as an American, more proud of our leadership that has, against all odds, what they're trying to do him. I'll tell you, the righteous are being almost crucified. I better read this real quick. 2 Timothy 2, I exhort, first of all, supplication, prayers, and intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all those in authority. Hear that? That we may find a quiet and peaceable life in all goodness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. That was my favorite. It is so perfect, and he has proven to be, and we don't use the word king in these days, of course, such a great president, a great, great leader. And if any of his family are listening, God bless you all for helping give us a great president and also a great vice president. Let us just keep them in our prayers, protection and wisdom always. And I am so proud to be able to say that tonight and go back to the inauguration and weep almost at how beautiful, how he has carried out so well everything. God bless you all, and I'll get with you all tomorrow night. Thank you so much, Captain. God bless America.
All righty, and God bless everybody that's tuning in, chiming in, and we got a lot of people opining. And good morning, Cousin Vinny. I see you just chimed in there. Good morning, Terry. I already said good morning to you, but I'll say it again. Good morning, Lynn up in Cape Cod, and all the folks who are in the chat room just chatting away, having a good old time. Flip, you need to get in that chat room and talk to those folks. But anyway, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we continue to roll along. Your phone calls next, 877-969-8600.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
President Trump has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. Democratic friends have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. I don't mean any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
Oh, yeah. That is Senator John Kennedy from a rally a little while back. But that's going to be, I'm saving that one. I am saving that one because these Democrats, it must suck to be that dumb. It really must suck to be that dumb going on with the stuff that they're carrying on with. Because they don't realize all they got to do, and by the way, their own internal polls. This is not me talking now. Their own internal polls that they've got, because I see their polls, just like I see the Republican polls. I subscribe to a service that gives me all that. Their polls are showing them that their voters have had it with what they're doing, and they want them to move on. They want them to move on. They really, honest to God, want them to move on. All right, so let's go back to the president and his rally here in Sunrise last night. What a crowd. What a crowd. Estimated to be inside at about 35,000 people, plus more people outside. I've got people that were there in the rally that were inside. They said it was packed, jam-packed. Here we go with the president again.
We've created 6.7 million new jobs
including 600,000 jobs right here in the great state of Florida. We're protecting American workers, taking care of our amazing veterans. By the way, you know the veterans, for years and years and years, I was like you, I was a civilian. I loved my life. My life was so much simpler. It was so nice and soft and easy. You build a building and you have fun. But I'd always see, you turn on the news, you read in the paper about our veterans being mistreated. They were doing such a poor job. You don't hear that anymore, do you? You don't hear it anymore. Our veterans, for the first time, are taken care of to a level that has never happened in our country before. And maybe most importantly, right now, with the world the way it is, we are rebuilding the awesome power of the United States military.
Yeah, we are, and I'm going to stop it right there because we got a caller on the line. Good morning. Who's this, Ian?
Yeah, how are you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
Hey, I'm listening to all this comments, and you just said it too. Well, you know, the internal polling says the Democrats don't want to look. The regular rank-and-file Democrats that aren't into politics every day might not support impeachment. Mm-hmm. What I see here, the Democrats have always been a top-down party. Their owners are mysterious and in the shadows. The money people want it. They're dancing to the money. The
yep.
money wants Trump impeached, and the money that wants Trump impeached is big, big, big money. And a lot of it's just jealousy and vanity.
And it's going to lose. That money's going to lose. They're wasting their money. They're going to lose.
Well, I hope you're right.
I am right. Watch and see.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you.
I know.
I'm playing devil's advocate, mm-hmm. but the big, big money that owns the Democrat Party wants impeachment.
You
and
bet.
They got so much, these captains, they got so much money, they can afford to lose money.
Sure.
And that's what the dynamic is here. And sure. I haven't heard anybody say that.
Well, we talk that's about millionaires and, okay, we talk about millionaires and billionaires like Bloomberg who gets into this. He doesn't need to be into this at 77 years of age, does he?
Well, you know, the one thing.
Oh, wait a minute. He's 79, come to think of it. He's the oldest one in the bunch so far. He's older than Bernie.
The age thing really is not an issue with me,
mm-hmm.
because I know some sprightly 83 years old that could run circles down to 43 years old. The one thing I agree with Bernie and Elizabeth Warren is I'm sick of billionaires. Now, I don't want to exterminate them and do away with them, and I agree with them for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Billionaires own our politics. They're right about that. Mm-hmm. I completely agree with them on that. Billionaires, they own the Democrat Party,
yep.
and they own the Republican Party. And I haven't heard anybody talk about this.
It's all about
money. Now, there's
money.
Billionaires and billionaires. Oh, Trump's a billionaire that came by his money. Honestly, he worked for it, my point of view. But people like Bezos and these other people, why should they have an outside influence in our politics? I do have to agree with Bernie and Warren on that.
Mm-hmm.
We need to de-billionarize our political parties. But I don't think that's going to happen either. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
All right. And a few years ago, folks, when I was involved, actually actively involved when I was in Sarasota County, and my wife thought it would be a good idea, and I went to several REC meetings down there, and they made me the 38th Precinct Committeeman in Sarasota County. I actually sat in a meeting, and I won't mention who the party chairman was, but it was somebody totally different that had been there a while, and he was running for Congress. And we had a new guy running for Congress. A new guy running for Congress. He was a car dealer. And I liked the fact that he was a car dealer. I also liked the fact that he had some really good ideas, balanced budget, this, that, and the other. And the other guy was just kind of going along with the status quo. And he told us all, he says, well, you know, I'm a cavalry officer. I was a tank commander, blah, 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 blah. And I served in Germany and this, that, and the other, and all this stuff, which I didn't, you know, didn't bother me. But then he made a comment, and you know, I've paid $10,000 to get my name on the ballot. I've given this party $10,000, and I've paid $10,000 to get on the ballot. So I didn't have to go out and get all the signatures. Well, the other guy, the new guy, went out and got a bunch of signatures. And he was a multimillionaire 100 times over. worth $100 million. But he didn't use his own money. He went on, he fundraised. He did what he had to do. I gave him a chance to come on my radio show. I was the first one to do that. The same thing with Rick Scott. The same thing with Marco Rubio. My, how time flies when you're having fun. Because nobody else wanted to talk to these new people. Because they were new. Well, lo and behold, here we are. Some, let's see, that would be 12, 13, 14. Here we are some 14 years later. And, Rick Scott's now the U.S. Senator. Marco Rubio's still a U.S. Senator. And the congressman is still a congressman, Vern Buchanan. Those are the people that I worked with, that I helped because I believed in them at the time. Now, have things changed since then? Eh, a little bit. But I still believe that. And I can talk to them. I can talk to these people. Okay? And I do talk to them. And when people start telling me, hey, we'd like to have you say this or that to somebody and so and that sort of stuff, I actually do. I actually do when I get a chance to talk to them. And I try to get your answers, and then I give you and I'll reply back. And in some cases, I send you an email or I call you up and tell you what the answer was to your question. But there you go. And the fact of the matter is, okay, if you're going to get involved in politics, all politics are local. They start at the local level and they work up. You got to pay attention to who's running for these school board positions, these county legislative positions, these state offices, state representative, state senator. You got to pay attention because how do you think they're alienating our kids? Well, they're doing it in the schools. The school boards are allowing certain criteria to come in. You get certain people to get on the school board, and then they start promoting their agenda, which is not necessarily your agenda as a parent, and you start hearing about all this nonsense going on. For example, with the transgender teach-ins or whatever the heck that is and all that stuff. I mean, my God, do you think that would have been done when we were going back to school years ago? Hell no. And it shouldn't be done now because it creates a facade out there that's not one that helps anybody. Okay? What helps anybody or what helps people is when instead of just bringing one side of the issue to play, say you have an assembly and you have a sit down and you have this side and the other side back and forth. You do something like that. Kids like assemblies because they get to come in there and they get to sing, especially the little ones. They like to sing songs and this, that, and the other. But to just stow that stuff upon them, just jam it down their throats, that's wrong. Absolutely wrong. And the parents are right when they get upset about it. All right, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. And I'll be right back with my first military and veterans news segment. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
People who are traveling this Thanksgiving holiday are in for some rough weather. Many travelers are already stranded. Camila Burnell reports.
Hundreds of flights are canceled at Denver International Airport, and up to 15 inches of snow could fall there by the end of the day. In the Northeast, ferocious winds and rain are expected. Some airlines are already waiving change fees ahead of the anticipated delays. Meanwhile, the West Coast is bracing for severe storms that could spark flash floods. This as crews in Southern California are battling a new growing wildfire north of Santa Barbara. I'm Camila Burnell reporting.
At least one death is already blamed on the weather. Parts of the East from the Mid-Atlantic to New England are expected to see heavy rain along with gusty winds. That could cancel out the huge balloons planned for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Buddy, this is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And yes, it is time for our first edition of the military and veterans news report here in the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. And if you're in a dead-end, go-nowhere job, I want you to listen to this because this is the National Aviation Academy. And here's what they have to offer you.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy offers all individuals, male or female, whether or not you've come out of high school, whether or not you're getting out of the military, whether or not you're a veteran or not a veteran, you're in a dead-end, going-nowhere job, whatever the situation is, to be retrained in 14 short months and become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, this is a profession that is very much in demand all around the world. Now, once you get your certification, you will start, at a minimum, of $50,000 to $60,000 per year, a minimum. You can very quickly work your way up into a position where you've got a six-figure income, especially if you want to go overseas and work overseas for a government contractor or perhaps a government or maybe an airline overseas, because they pay a lot of money for people with the type of training that they get in the United States to go overseas. Now, that being said, their website is naa.edu, naa.edu. Go there, check it out, find out about all the stuff that's going on. You can actually have a chat with them on the little page that they have there. There'll be a person that'll take your information if that's what you want to do. But I would suggest, after you look them up on the Internet, that you give them a call at 800-659-2080. And when you give them that call, tell them you want to take the tour of one of their two facilities. Now, depending on where you live and which is more convenient for you, they have a facility in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. And they have another one in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Again, 14 months is what it takes. If you're a veteran, post 9/11, more than likely your GI Bill is going to cover you 100%. If you're pre 9/11 and you may have a percentage of your benefits if you've used part of them before, otherwise you may have some, you may have all. It all depends, but you don't know till you call them at 800-659-2080 and give them your information, and then they'll do the homework for you to find out what it is you qualify for. And of course, they've always have student loans there too. So there you go. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. Give them a call, 800-659-2080. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now, President Trump has tapped Kenneth Braithwaite, his ambassador to Norway, to replace the ousted Navy Secretary Richard Spencer. Now, Kenneth Braithwaite should be known to a lot of people because he was a rear admiral in the U.S. Navy. And with all the unprecedented tensions between top military leaders in the White House over a controversial case involving a Navy SEAL accused of war crimes, the commander-in-chief is the commander-in-chief for a reason. When you are given an order, you carry the order out. You don't go around the person that's directly above you and make a beeline for the White House to try to connive another deal, which is not in agreement with what the commander-in-chief had to say to begin with. That's called insubordination. And the majority of the people, when they become insubordinate, or when it's proven that they've been insubordinate, they either lose their job, number one, or they get demoted. And that's exactly what happened, unfortunately, with the ousted Navy Secretary Richard Spencer. All he had to do was carry out the order and be quiet, and he still would have been the Navy Secretary. But I will tell you that from what I know and from what I've read and from what I've seen about Rear Admiral Kenneth Braithwaite, the ambassador to Norway, who will be the new Navy Secretary, that we're going to be upgrading the position, not downgrading it, with a Navy guy. Makes perfect sense to me to have a former Navy guy in as Navy Secretary. Makes perfect sense to me. Now, President Donald Trump also met with the U.S. Special Operations Forces, and I still can't get over seeing the dog, Conan. He met with the forces that conducted the raid, which resulted in the death of the Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi last month, posed for pictures with a military working dog, wounded in the operation outside the Oval Office. And oh, by the way, the dog, Conan, is still a military working dog and will travel with that unit wherever they go. Right now they're doing a little R&R and a little public relations, if you will, but when they go back on duty, the dog will go back on duty with them. Now, after President Trump announced on November 15th that he would restore the chief petty officer rank and of the SEAL accused of the war crimes earlier this year, senior Pentagon leadership agreed that they would convene a board of Navy chiefs to decide whether or not the chief special warfare operator, Eddie Gallagher, would be able to keep his coveted Trident qualification pin. that was all engineered by the former Secretary of the Navy, and we don't need to go into that anymore because you know what transpired. Now, calling it a crucial step to stem veteran suicide, top Veterans Affairs officers have mounted an intense pressure campaign against the House Democratic Committee leader to force a quick vote on legislation that would allow the outside groups to provide some mental health intervention at taxpayer expense. Now, this could be a good thing or this could be a bad thing. There are a lot of things when it comes to the mental well-being of the military. Some good, some bad. It's not all good because some people try to take advantage of the circumstance and all kinds of craziness comes in there. By the way, the first batch of about 100 soldiers recently attempted to earn the new expert soldier badge during a five-day event at Joint Base Langley, Eustis, Virginia. They didn't all make it. They didn't all make it. But apparently, 72 of them did, which means 72% of the people trying to get the expert soldier badge during the five-day event were able to do it. So does that mean 28% of the military is not combat capable? No. But it means they got some training to do. Now, with few Afghan air controllers, the U.S. is stuck in a forever war of air support in Afghanistan. The forward air controllers, it's a very tough position because you pretty much lay yourself out as a target in the middle of harm's way. You try not to, but the bad guys are always looking for the guys directing the airstrikes, and if they can locate them by cross-triangulation with the radio waves or whatnot, that's what they do, and then they lob in a bunch of artillery rounds, and usually it's good guys zero, bad guys one when they do that. But in a war where airstrikes reign on the battlefield, Afghan forces appear woefully unprepared to bear the burden of the sustained air campaign against the Taliban forces, jeopardizing American plans to draw down forces in Afghanistan because they're going to have forward air controllers. And the other thing going on, after a brief hiatus, the U.S.-led coalition to defeat the Islamic State said it's once again started up launching large-scale operations to combat against Islamic State militants in Syria. Once more, amid the increased danger from attacks from ISIS, which is still carrying on attacks in Iraq and Turkey and Syria. And Libyan forces tried to seize a drone, military drone. It was an American military drone shot down by mistake. They tried to get over and grab the drone before we could, and that didn't work. That didn't work. So Libya shooting down one of our drones, isn't that nice? By the way, Kim Jong-un has ordered North Korea artillery firing, drawing a rebuke from Seoul, South Korea, as well they should be, because what are they going to do? Fire sideways up there, or are they going to fire something close to the DMZ? We'll see. We'll see. All right, hang on. Coming back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And I'm telling you, if you're out in the Rocky Mountains tonight, the Sierra Nevadas, you got lots of problems. I don't need to tell you. If you're in the upper Midwest, you got problems up there, too. Don't need to tell you. But we'll tell everybody else. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead of it, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. Taking little white pills in my eyes, I hope it'll wine. I just passed up Jimmy in a wine. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
All righty, that's Dave Dudley with a trucking classic. And by the way, when that song was written, I'm taking little white pills and my eyes open wide. That was No Dose. That's what he was taking back in the day. Truckers used to buy those by the box, and they'd take a box full a night to stay awake to get from point A to point B. And I'm talking about a box full of No Dose, which was loaded up with caffeine. And oh man, what that would do to your system, and they didn't realize it, but I think they do now. All right, well, let's get into the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, which is brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J truck stops. And I'll guarantee you there's a whole bunch of guys that are sitting in those truck stops tonight because they can't go anywhere if they're out in the Sierra Nevadas or out in the Sierra, out in the Rockies, or out there up in perhaps parts of Minnesota tonight, going out into Nebraska, eastern Nebraska, Omaha, and straight up north up 29. Now, let's get into this right now, because I'm going to start on the East Coast. I'm going to start in Maine and work backwards. There is some snow that, since the last report, has developed in the northeastern corner of Maine due to the front that's moving away from the east coast of the United States right now, and that's one little pocket of snow up there. But now let's go down into upstate New York. Lake effect snow has started in between Watertown and about Pulaski in that area right now. So you got snow there. You got some scattered snow showers along the lake, sporadic, all the way across over to Buffalo. You got high winds in the meantime across all of central New York. You've got high winds across the northern part of Pennsylvania and the western part of Pennsylvania, snowshoe. You've got winds reported to 40 miles an hour up there tonight. And just a little bit north of Pittsburgh, we've got snow in Pennsylvania tonight right now, a little pocket of snow right there. There is some snow that's starting in east of Toledo in Ohio because of the way the winds are blowing. You've got winds, high winds across Ohio with some gusts there reported to be 35, 40, 45 miles an hour, as well as down into the western part of Maryland in the mountains there, West Virginia, the mountains of Virginia, Kentucky. All of Kentucky has got high winds tonight. Indiana, you've got high winds in central Indiana in particular. You've had some really high gusts there. Western and northern Tennessee, Nashville north and Nashville west over to Memphis, high winds there. Winds down into the northwest corner of Mississippi, Arkansas across I-40, high winds there. You've got high winds also going into, coming down I-44, down through Tulsa, down to Oklahoma City, and across I-40 to Oklahoma City. Then you got a little bit of a reprieve going south and going in the southeast, where the weather is pretty good right now, and it looks like it's going to stay that way today. But going up into Nebraska, the eastern half of Nebraska, you have a winter storm warning. Al said he's got 6 inches of snow where he's at in Nebraska. Al, you probably got a little reprieve right now, but it's not going to last for long because you got snow coming out of Colorado and Wyoming coming in your direction, lots of it, a second storm coming through. Then up into South Dakota, southeastern South Dakota, winter storm warning. Northwestern part of Iowa, winter storm warning to include Sioux City, Iowa. Minnesota tonight. About two-thirds of the state is covered with a winter storm warning, and where it's not, you've got a general snow going on. I'm sure my buddy George up there in Burnsville tonight is working a snowplow as we speak. Most of Wisconsin has got a winter storm warning. All of the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, winter storm warning, general snow. Over to Illinois, you've got snow on the western side of Lake Michigan. In Michigan, you've got snow again in upper Michigan. Then let's go over into the southern part and come across I-40. Albuquerque, north-south, down to Ruidoso, snow. Over into Arizona, you've got snow in Kingman, snow west of Flagstaff, north of Flagstaff. You've got rain and lots of it tonight down in the valley, down below the 1,000-foot level and all across I-10 and I-8. So be advised, there could be some flooding down there. Then over in California, all the mountainous areas from South California all the way north, all the way up to Reno, all the way up to Donner, Lake Tahoe, over into I-5, all the way up into Oregon. Pretty much all of Oregon is under a winter storm warning tonight. Richard's already said he's lost his power at least once, and it came back on again. But you are in a winter storm warning for lots of snow. The higher you are, the more the snow. General snow, 6 to 12 inches, up to 2,000, or around 1,500 to 2,000 feet. You get up around 2,000, 2,500, 3,000 feet, you're talking 1 to 2 feet of snow. You get up above that, up into the higher elevations, you're going to have 3, 4, 5 feet of snow. And that's out west. Montana, snow, just about anywhere you want to look. Idaho, snow. Coeur d'Alene, snow. 4th of July, chains and heavy snow. Boise, snow. I-84, snow. I-15, north-south, coming out of Vegas all the way up into Montana. Snow, winter storm warning most places. I-80, getting up into Wyoming tonight. You've got snow to the border, and it kind of tapers off a little bit. Right now it's just winds going across Wyoming, but that snow is going to catch up and drop down, and it'll be there shortly, believe me. Colorado, Denver, everything west of Denver tonight, snow, heavy snow going over the passes, chains required, and wow. All I can tell you, folks, is call ahead if you're getting on an airplane, Denver West, Denver North, including up into Minneapolis and Milwaukee and Omaha and Des Moines. Call ahead. Make sure your plane is flying, because a lot of these areas, the airports are going to be closed most of the day again because of the heavy snow and the winds. It's very dangerous for planes to fly in that. All righty. Well, let me drift on over here because we got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Well, I just got done welcoming everybody to the real world of winter, because they're getting it right now. You know, I don't even know where to start right at the moment here, but I will tell you that in lieu of everything that's transpiring, the president had a huge rally last night down in Sunrise at the big arena down there, and that arena holds 35,000 people, and there was not an empty seat in the building.
Okay, I heard 20,000 last night.
Not true.
From somebody that was there.
Well, so, I got people that were there, too, and they said there was not an empty seat in the house, and they were there, and they got pictures to prove it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All
yep.
right.
Yep, the longer you were there, the more people showed up, because they were letting them in and cross screen, and always takes a while. Some people didn't show up early enough, but it was a big, big, big crowd, and they had more people outside that couldn't get in, but it is what it is.
Yep.
And I trust my sources because they got pictures. Okay, so now the president is definitely on the offensive, and the people are in his camp. All the polls are showing that what he's saying is what the people want to hear. The results are there. There were a lot of minorities there last night, a lot of Latinos, a lot of blacks were there, and you didn't have to look very hard to find them. But guess who's not looking for them? The mainstream media.
Yeah, well, I mean, we ought to get used to it. I mean, that's just where we are. Just get used to it.
Fake news. Just like there was a story that was put out last night by a local television station that showed everything south of I-4 all the way down to South Florida as being solid blue. Nothing could be further from the truth.
I didn't see it.
It's on my webpage. It's on my page. All you got to do is look. You'll see it. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Yep. Unbelievable, their story. They showed everything north of I-4. Red, up into the panhandle, too. And everything south of I-4 from Daytona over to Tampa was blue all the way down to the Keys. And that's not true.
Yeah, for sure. Most of the West Coast is red.
All right. Hold the fort. We'll be right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon will be with us. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. And let me tell you, I'm just getting fired up here. And if you think you heard some stuff earlier, hold on to your hats. We'll be right back with more. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.